Are you convicted to get your health in order because your mom, your grandmother, and maybe your aunt all had health issues that you are trying to avoid? And even though you know you're trying to avoid this, you're trying to do all the things that are good as far as eating and exercising, but you keep falling off the wagon, or maybe you keep going to that donut or ice cream and you know, I just need to stop doing this, but you can't. I suggest you listen to this episode because we're going to dive into how to really get this revelation so that not only are you going to prioritize your health and have a completely different outcome than the rest of your biological family, but there's a deep revelation here that comes from the Holy Spirit. So I'm praying that you are convicted, not from your head, but from your heart. Because when God gets a hold of your heart, that's where change happens. Speaking of change, it is the month of March, and if you are ready to make some good changes and you need some different strategies around what you're doing currently, then go to my website, AndreaLynn.com, and go email me through that website and say, I would like my free, it's completely free to you, to any woman listening, my free weight loss strategy session. Go there now. I'm offering this only for the month of March to every woman that's listening. All you need to do is just go to my website. If you need just the link to click, you can just go in the show notes, click the link to my website, go there, email me, say, I would like my weight loss strategy session. And we can book that and set that up today for you. Hey, woman of God. Are you sick of fad diets that only get you temporary results? Are you looking for a simple, foundational, faith-based weight loss framework that will fit into your busy day so it becomes a lifestyle? Are you ready to break free from binge eating, overeating, sugar addiction, self-sabotage, and the battle with your scale? It is time to let the chain breaker Jesus move mightily into your weight loss journey. I'm Andrea Lynn. I am so excited that you're here with me on Christian Women's Weight Loss. I remember what it felt like to be 75 pounds overweight, exhausted, overwhelmed, riddled with poor self-esteem, low self-image, and unworthiness, until I was radically saved by Jesus and He made everything new. With 20 years of experience and numerous certifications in fitness and nutrition, I'm here to teach you everything I know about food and fitness while making faith your primary drive as a busy Christian woman wanting to lose weight and keep it off. If you're ready to let the Holy Spirit transform you from the inside out while getting your body, which is God's vessel, healthy so you can rise up and live out the calling that God has on your life, you're in the right place. May the Lord give you ears to hear, eyes to see, a heart that's pleasing to Him, along with a body that will be transformed for His glory. Let's dive in. All right. As a Christian woman, it's really important that you start prioritizing your health. And maybe you're saying, well, I am, Andrea. That's why I'm listening to this. Amen. I'm so grateful that you're here. And maybe you're saying, well, I am. I try to do the right thing. I try to eat right. I try to exercise. And this is what I want. I'm praying that you get the revelation today, how important your health is, and that it is not bad, should I say, of you to prioritize it as a Christian. You know, it's important for you to start prioritizing your health for two reasons. First, for your personal health and happiness, right? Because isn't there a saying that says if you don't have health, you have nothing? I mean, isn't that kind of true? Like if you're down and out, you can't really do much. I know when I was sick over the winter, I had this terrible virus that I was like, man, this has been like a week and a half. I really couldn't do much. So my health is a priority. But secondly, because our lifestyle, your lifestyle, my lifestyle as a Christian woman speaks volumes about the God we serve. And yes, it definitely pertains to our health. We are called to be set apart, to look different. And I feel that Jesus didn't say that was in specific areas of our life. We are called to be set apart, look different, be the salt and the light of the earth in all areas of our life. This includes our health. So in John 10:10, it says, "The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I," meaning Jesus, "have come that you may have life and have it more abundant." So Jesus is talking about this life right now, this life that you're in, listening to me, in the body you're in. Are you getting where I'm going here? So be expectant as a Christian woman to live a life that looks radically different than others around you. And when I say radically different, I mean radically different spiritually. I mean radically different emotionally. I mean radically different even physically. I have attended quite a few Christian potlucks. Even when I was a little girl, before I was encountered Jesus, I grew up Methodist, so I've been to a few even then as a young child, but even now as an adult, been to quite a few potlucks, quite a few Christian gatherings. This is not a judgment at all. Please don't take it like this. But they're notoriously unnutritious. Okay, this is what I see across the board, notoriously unnutritious. Meaning, I don't see a lot of foods with life in them, like God life in them. Maybe sometimes you see some fruit. Maybe sometimes you see some vegetables. But this is a generalization. So don't, please, Lord, don't let that spirit of offense go out there at all. That's not what I'm trying to go at here. I'm just trying to make something that I see as a health and fitness expert over time. This is what I'm noticing. Okay. Maybe you have a Christian gathering and you're just filling it with God's foods. Amen. Kudos to you. Can you please keep sharing that with other Christian women groups? Because that needs to start happening across the board. But let me just say this. When I've asked about this, like to the person that has coordinated or, you know, put this together, doing the food portion of it, when I ask, you know, why this food? And this is the answer I usually get. Well, we like it. And we should have a treat that we enjoy, okay? And then I heard, we're all going to die someday anyway. Yikes. First of all, there was a lot of we and I's in there and not about God. Like, we like it. I like it. We like treats. And we're going to die anyway. What? My point is this. Should our health be completely ignored? You know, that's my question. And I didn't want to be rude to the person that I asked. And if you know me, don't ask me who it was because I'm not giving names. But I didn't want to be rude. So I didn't ask this question, but I really wanted to say, so our health should be completely ignored as a Christian woman? Like, really? I'm taken back by this. So I started thinking to myself, like, would this be a case of over-spiritualizing this life? So we use it as just a free pass not to take care of our bodies? Just a thought. I've even heard people say to me quite a few times now, well, this body doesn't really matter. This body doesn't really matter anyway, because I'm going to spend eternity with Jesus and I'm going to get a new body. Yes, that's true. But your body today actually does matter. And we're going to go into that a little bit. There's a story I heard recently about a Christian woman that basically she kept saying to people, you know, she wanted to just let God decide when she was going to live or die. Like, ultimately, it's up to God. Okay. Yeah. Fair. I can relate. Can you relate? Yeah. Can you agree on that? Yes, right? On some level, yes. But what she was doing was she was eating lots of processed foods, lots of takeout meals, lots of sugar for snacks, obsessive. She also drove over the speed limit and she never wore a seatbelt. And then she would say, I'm going to leave it up to God to decide whether I live or die. Is this living how Christ asks us to live? Is this living in excellence, like set apart, giving honor to God, giving respect to the author of your life. God gave us a body, yeah. He also put a brain in it to help it function. So we need to use them both to glorify God and to honor Him daily. I would say that her choices were setting her up for decay, right? Remember, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So some part of her was just saying, yeah, go ahead, do whatever, God. But she was actually saying, here, do whatever, Satan, right? Because these were her choices that she was making here. In 1 Corinthians 10:31, it says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. So see, we're called to do everything to glorify and honor Him daily. As a Christian woman, it's our number one purpose in this life to glorify God and to enjoy God, to have a relationship with God. We should be doing all we can to make sure that we're doing all things for God's glory and to build up the kingdom of God for Him here on earth. So how are you supposed to serve God to the fullest if you're sick all the time, if you're terribly out of shape, or if your cognitive ability is declining prematurely? You see where we're going here? If your health is declining, it is really challenging to focus on anything else. Your health, what you eat, when you exercise, if you exercise, I hope you do. If not, we're going to get to those in future episodes. They don't have to be an idol to pull you away from God. There can be a balance of the physical and the spiritual. Think of it like this. If you're a math person, it's like 90% of your time is like focused just full on the spiritual part, okay? Seeking God in everything. And that other 10% should be seeking God, but also honoring your body, doing some things to honor your health. You see? So if you're that math person, you need those numbers. Just saying, okay, my 90% focus on spiritual pieces, and then is my 10%, am I stewarding my 10%, my physical body? That's where I feel like would be the good gauge if you're that person that needs the numbers. It's a good gauge. Matter of fact, the women that work with me in my 12-week program, there are points in there. Point system, meaning like they're checkpoints that, okay, every day have I done these things? And most of those checkpoints are spiritual related. They're spiritual in nature. And the other checkpoints are physical in nature, but they intertwine because we are to glorify God in our body and everything we do, but they intertwine in the spiritual nature. So remember, if you, as a Christian woman, are going to live life, you need to live life expectant on God's promises. I mean, live life, like really live it. Woo, fullest, that's what I mean. Abundant in all things, right? Because God's promises always stand firm. He will never let you down. You will be set apart. Your physical body is worth taking care of. Now, of course, we live in a fallen world. There's decay. There's death. This happens. We aren't promised tomorrow. We also aren't promised that our life will be problem-free. But we are called to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and that He will give us peace in the storm. And we are called to be good stewards over what God has given us. And our body is one of them. We are responsible for our health on some level. And let me remind you of my favorite scripture, 1 Corinthians 6:19. You probably heard me say this. You'll probably hear me say this a million times. Do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you've received from God? You are not your own. You are not your own. Your body is the temple of God. And this is really important, this revelation, to get to get, not just in your head. You've heard me say this. Maybe you've read this a bunch of times yourself. Maybe you understand this, but really, Lord, just pierce their hearts with this revelation and their understanding that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you. You've received from God. You are not your own. Okay? It's a temple. So I want to go on that alone, is it being a temple. In the Old Testament, there was a glorious temple that they could worship and honor God in. And then when Israel was taken by Babylon, the temple was destroyed, and it took years to rebuild the temple. Then when Jesus came, he started referring to the temple as himself in John 2:19, bridging the gap between God and man. Then Jesus made a way for the Holy Spirit to live in us. So once Jesus resurrected, he poured out the Holy Spirit for us to receive. So now our body is the temple of God as the Holy Spirit is dwelling inside. We are now the glorious temple. I mean, really let that sit for a second. Really let that sit. So that means it is time to rebuild God's temple, which is your body. If you have not read the book of Haggai, it takes probably 5 whole minutes to read it. It's so short. But this is all about the rebuild of the temple coming out of Babylon. What I'd like to do is read to you Haggai chapter 1. Right now, I'm just going to read to you verses 3 through 8. It says this: Then the Lord sent this message through the prophet Haggai. Why are you living in luxurious houses while my house lies in ruins? This is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. Look at what's happening to you. You have planted much, but harvest little. You eat, but you are not satisfied. You drink, but you are still thirsty. You put on clothes that cannot keep warm, Your wages disappear as though you were putting them in pockets filled with holes. This is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. Look at what's happening to you. Now, go up into the hills, bring down the timbers, and rebuild my house. Then I will take pleasure in and be honored, says the Lord. The book of truth, the Bible, again, is the word of truth in the past, in the future, and in the present. So how does this short little few verses I just read pertain to you and your temple, God's temple? He is basically saying, like, think about it. We're spending all this, you know, we're looking to have good things in the world, and there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong here. That's not where I'm going. We are called to be different, right? We're called to be abundant, even in finances. So that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is like, he's saying, you're so concerned about living luxury in the house around you. But what about the house you're living in? What about his temple? Have you spent some time in rebuilding it? Have you given your body and your health the same attention you've given your house? I know so many women that put all day on Saturday to clean and scrub and make their house so perfect. And again, don't get me wrong. We are to, you know, keep things neat, tidy, for sure. But it's to a point where it's over obsessive, and yet their health is declining. If they just put some of that time and attention into the temple of God, their body, how things would be so different for them. So this message from the book of Haggai, and I highly suggest you read this book of Haggai, keeping this in mind and asking the Holy Spirit for revelation. But this message to us today that Haggai delivered is a message to encourage us to complete the rebuilding of the temple. So where has it been defiled or ruined And how can you be encouraged today to start rebuilding your temple? And in this, in verses 2 through 15, if you keep reading and you read it again, you'll see that basically he's saying like opposition from hostile neighbors had caused them to feel, them, the Israelites, to feel discouraged and to neglect the temple and neglect God. But Haggai's message was a turning point in motivating the people to pick up their tools and continue to work, right? They had begun. Continue the work that they had begun. So how can you pick up the tools and keep chiseling and continue the work that you have started? And it's okay that if you started today, you're listening to this and you've already gone off track, pick up your tools and continue the work. Don't let anybody, even your own mind, say, oh, I'm discouraged. This isn't going to work. Quiet, rebuke those thoughts. Don't let that discouragement distract you. You're onto something very important, something God has called you to do, which is honor him with your body. Okay? How can you encourage and inspire yourself today? Maybe just listening to this has been the encouragement and the inspiration you need through God's word to take up all the tools you have and to start the work again. Okay? Now, if you continue reading again and reading it over and over, also brings different revelation and understanding. In verses 3 through 6, God asked his people, how could they live in luxury when his house was lying in ruins? So I'm just revisiting this again with you. The temple was a focal point of Judah's relationship with God, but it was still in great need of repair. So you know your body is the temple of God's, but you also know that it's still in great need of repair. The temple, the people were putting their energies into beautifying their own homes, right? At that time, this is what he was talking about. And are we doing that in some way? Are we giving our focus outside into, and again, it's okay to do that. I'm not saying it's not, but if it is taking priority over God's temple, this is where we need to find the balance again. And in this, you'll see the harder the people worked for themselves, the less productive they were because they were ignoring their spiritual lives. And the same can happen to us. But when we put God first, he will provide our greatest needs. He will provide when you feel like you need comfort. And ice cream is not going to comfort you. God will give you comfort in a mighty way, better than that fleeting bowl of ice cream. If you put God first in everything, all your efforts will be worth it. It will be building up the temple, his temple, okay? It's important to remember you can't just care only for your comfort and your pleasure while ignoring your relationship with God. This will lead to the defilement of the temple. This will lead to the temple ruins. And we're not looking to do that. We're looking to honor God with the temple he gave us, and we're looking to use it mightily to honor him more. So it's time to start treating your body like the temple it is, serve God with it, and really get the revelation and understanding that your body is holy. It's holy. God's temple is holy. Might not feel like it, might not ever feel like it, but that revelation will make you take different actions, will make your behavior and actions completely change. And I also want to bring this up. I also want to bring this up to make a point. And it might sound a little harsh, but sometimes I think I am the person that needs that brassness to make a change. And maybe you are a woman like that. So I'm just going to put this out there for those women that need, you know, some harsh truth. Somebody said to me recently, truth hurts. Yes, it does, especially when it comes from God. So God commands us not to murder, correct? One of his commandments, do not murder, do not kill. There are many of us that are still eating foods with chemicals. Those chemicals kill. Yes, they do. If you do some research, you will find that a lot of the chemicals in foods that you're eating are slowly, slowly, slowly bringing your body to a place of decay. God commands us not to murder. Why are we living sedentary lives when it is proven that our body does better with movement? It does better with motion. Stop letting Satan trick you into devaluing the care of your temple. Don't let him say, oh, well, that's just selfish, or that is just so prideful, or are you sure you need to do those? Yes. You know why? Because my body is God's, and I want to make sure that God's temple is running efficiently. Don't let the enemy tell you it's okay to have one donut when you know it leads to eating two more, and then your body physiologically is now hooked on sugar, has an addiction. God knows about the human body, and he knows about health. Why? He made them both. In the Old Testament, God taught the Israelites what to eat, how to fast, how to store food, how to clean up after themselves. We need to start listening to God and what he wants us to do for his temple. They were set apart then. We are called to be set apart now. If we follow God, then our lives should reflect this awesome God we serve. I am expectant that every woman of God listening to this right now is going to be the healthiest woman on this planet. I speak life over you right now. Studies show that some of the healthiest people out there, right? They've done all these studies on areas of the healthiest people, people that live the longest. And these studies, this research has shown a commonality in these people. There's six commonalities. I'm going to share them with you. The first one is that they live in a very strong community. They put family first. They eat local fresh foods. They stay active. They lead a simple life. And they have a purpose. Doesn't that sound like a Christian walk? Having strong fellowship community, putting family first, eating what God has given us to eat, continuing to move, live simply because God's word tells us exactly how to live and how that we are to have purpose. These are some of the healthiest people, six common things that they're doing. So we need to, as women of God, stop following the crowds and start following God's direction. If you want more revelation on your temple, your body, God's temple, I should say, please go read the book of Haggai and read it. Ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, be with me. Bring to life these words. Remember, the words of the Bible are living. Bring to life these words so that I have deep revelation on this temple of mine and what God is asking me to do in regards to my temple. And I know that you are going to get answers from God. And I would love to hear those answers. And I bet that whatever comes, whatever revelation comes, that other women need to hear this. So when you do this, this is your heart work for the week. Go read the book of Haggai. Meditate on Haggai. Meditate on Haggai, right? So pick portions of Haggai and just start saying those words over and over in your mind throughout the day. And please, if you are not already in my Weight Loss for Christian Women Facebook group, it's a private group specifically for you guys, come join me in there. And can you please share what the Lord has shared with you in that group so that other women can be blessed by this? I would love that. I would really love that. So that's your heart work for the week. Go continue to read the book of Haggai. Read it again and again. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring life to it, understanding to it, revelation to you, and let God give you direction in what you need to do next in regards to getting his temple, your body, to lose weight and to be in better health and shape. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for these words today. Thank you for revealing the book of Haggai again to us in regards to how to rebuild the temple and what happened and how we can keep our eyes fixed on you, and how we, as we rebuild our temple, which is your body, your temple, our temple. Lord, we just ask that your voice is so loud that we can hear the instructions you're calling us to do. You're calling us to step into. You're calling us to be obedient to you, Lord. Make your directions so clear, Lord, so that we can be obedient to you. What is it, Lord, that you want us to do to continue to lose weight and make this temple glorifying to you? Lord, I ask that you break all attacks of the enemy that are coming upon us as we continue to move in a place of your direction and your honoring and your holiness. Lord, I ask that all the defilement from our past that is in our bodies that causes us to eat sugar and foods for comfort. Lord, I just ask you to fill those areas with your precious blood and fill them with the fire of your Holy Spirit. Clean out all the defiled places of us, Lord, so that we are made holy, just like Jesus. Lord, I just pray that you touch every woman listening to this now, that you bring revelation like never before of what they need in order to honor you with their body. Lord, I just speak your resurrection power into every cell of their being. Lord, give them a mind of Christ, a sound mind, so that their decisions are made under the authority of Jesus from this day forward. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Before you go, if you have been transformed or blessed by this, please subscribe, then go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review. It is the number one way that you can bless me and get the word out there to other women who are also seeking. Screenshot your favorite episode, share on your social media feeds, be sure to tag me, and I'd love to connect more often, so join my Facebook group. Until next time, remember God says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. God bless you, my sister in Christ.